stars encircle a snowy mountain peak. Paramount, a Gulf and Western company. Paramount Pictures presents a Polygram Pictures production, an Adrian Lyne film. Large red letters pass across a black background. Flashdance. Early morning, a young woman with thick curly hair cycles through the hilly streets of Pittsburgh, a city of high buildings and steel girder bridges.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream, that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world
Workers are busy in a steel plant. Jennifer Beals, Michael Norrie, Belinda Bauer, Lilia Scala. Choreographed by Jeffrey Hornaday. Original music by Giorgio Moroder. Arranged and conducted by Sylvester Leve. Music supervised by Phil Ramone. Film editors, Bud Smith, Walt Monconery. Production designed by Charles Rosen. Director of photography, Don Peterman. Screenplay by Tom Headley and Joe Esterhaz. Story by Tom Headley.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you the Cowboys in three.
Three and a half.
Take three, be happy.
Three and a half, I'm ecstatic.
Steel workers weld enormous pipes. A worker pulls off a face mask. It's a young woman, Alex. She has a beautiful, flawless face. Produced by Don Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer. Directed by Adrian Lyne.
Hey, is this considered a one-time shot, or are you going to surprise me all the time?
If I told you that, it wouldn't be a surprise.
Come on, I'll buy you a beer.
A pink neon sign reads, Morby's Bar. A middle-aged guy and a slightly younger, handsome guy go into the packed, low-lit bar. They head over to a table and sit down. At the end of the bar is a brightly lit stage edged in orange neon lights. A dancer appears. She wears trousers, a suit jacket, and stilettos. She does a twisty, jerky dance in silhouette.
He doesn't mean a thing to me. Just another pretty face to see. He's all over town, knocking on death, honey. I've never known next to me.
The dancer dispenses with her trousers and jacket. Now in a mini dress, she perches on a high chair and looks into the light. It's Alex. She has thick, tousled, curly hair and has glitter on her face. The two guys watch appreciatively as Alex twists and turns her body, slides off the chair, then springs up.
Hey!
Alex lies on the floor, curls up and stretches out. She rolls onto her side and stands, pulling open her dress. She throws her dress aside. Now wearing a skimpy swimsuit, she spins around and perches on the edge of the chair. She reaches for a chain hanging from the ceiling and pulls it. Water cascades down over her. Soaking wet, Alex hammers her hands against the chair and jumps onto it. She spins across the floor and shakes her hair about, illuminated by a bright spotlight. The two guys watch, smiling.
If I come up with a scoop on her, I get Dallas in 3.5.
If you come up with anything on her, I'll give you 6.
Alex wiggles her butt from side to side and points her fingers in the air. Water drips off Alex as she dances to the edge of the stage and spins around. Men sit drinking and ogling her. Alex squats down, springs up and wiggles on the spot. She smiles ecstatically as she shakes her head around. The two guys watch appreciatively.
Number 174, 63,
1503. Pete, I don't want her zip code.
It's your social security number, asshole. She works for you.
Older, jowly Pete grins and nods. Him and his buddy Nick are steelworkers. Alex shakes her chest about. In the bar kitchen, a young guy, Richie, puts cheese on a burger. He puts some food on a hatch and rings a bell as a waitress comes up.
One cheese medium, fries, 2 plain rare tomato and onions, 1 pastrami on Kaiser, mayo, no mustard.
What's a pimple on a Pollock's ass?
I need a BLT on rye, Richie.
A brain tumor.
Richie.
What's this?
He pokes his tongue out.
Come on, Richie.
A lesbian with a hard on. I'm terrific, right? How you can tell me, huh? I can take it, I'm terrific, right?
Mayo, no mustard.
Can't you see me opening up in L.A., Jeannie? Here he is, direct from Pittsburgh. It's Richie Blazik, ladies and gentlemen.
L.A., what's all this talk about L.A.? You've been on the stage 2 times. I give you 2 lousy shots, and already you're talking about going to L.A.? Come on, what are you, crazy? Besides, you're too short anyway. They don't let short people into Hollywood. And you're making the hamburgers too big again. Make them smaller, huh?
The manager walks off.
Hey, small, I'll give you small. This place is so small you have to go outside to change your mind.
In the girls' dressing room.
My turn.
Green, damn you, I can't believe it. He didn't call.
He'll call.
Do you really think so?
Of course, why wouldn't he?
Yeah, of course, why wouldn't he? Well, maybe he'll call, I don't know. I don't know, the last time I talked to him, he seemed a little funny, like, I'll call you later, babe. I really don't think he's gonna call.
Don't worry, he'll call.
You really think so?
Of course, why wouldn't he?
Yeah, you're right, he'll call. But if he doesn't call, do you think I should call him?
Tina, he'll call.
Angel, I just love how you're always trying to straighten out other people's lives.
Well, anytime you want me to straighten out yours, just let me know.
Well, personally, I never call because I don't have to. If you want my advice.
Not really.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Richie.
Can I help you with anything? Oh, a foot massage?
Dog!
Dog!
It's been a long time since he's had so much.
At the steelworks.
Hi.
Nick peers at Alex, who's sitting on the ground.
Hi.
She's listening to music on headphones.
Do you read lips?
What?
I saw you dance last night. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
You're Alex.
I know.
I'm Nick Hurley.
Really? I've seen your name on my paychecks.
He nods and smiles.
So what's a dancer doing working as a welder?
Girl's gotta make a living.
He looks at the cover of her magazine.
You speak French?
No, I just like the pictures.
Me too.
Hey, Nick. meet you on 10th.
You read Vogue?
I used to. I mean, my wife does. I mean, my ex-wife. I'm divorced. We're divorced.
Oh, sorry. Listen, I gotta get to work. You never know when the boss is gonna be around.
They share smiles and both straighten up. She slings a bag over her shoulder, and he hands her welding mask. She walks off, and Nick picks up her thermos flask.
Hey, forgot your thermos.
She walks back for it, smiles at him, and goes. Nick tosses his hard hat in his hand. Alex cycles down an alley and gets off her bike by a brick warehouse building. She unlocks a door and opens it. Waiting inside is a tough-looking brown dog. Alex smiles at him.
Hi, Grunt.
Alex and Grunt walk into a Spartan warehouse space. Light floods through large windows.
So, did you get laid today?
Part of the warehouse is arranged like a living room, with a couch and a TV. Alex Tell dries her hair and sits in front of the TV with a can of soda.
And now, news headlines with Kevin Evans.
Good evening. In the news, a general alarm fire caused extensive damage to the Highview Lumber Company, a United Dairy store, and an American Motors dealership in McDonald, Washington County this morning.
Putting you down to deal with Dallas. Don, is it a deal? Do we have a deal? It's a deal. I gotta go. I got a call coming in. Don, it's a dock with Dick David. Doug. Gotta go, Dave. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dick.
Alex watches a ballet performance and straightens up in her seat. Dancers move fluidly across the screen. Alex stands up. She holds out her left arm and spins. The soda goes down her top. She wipes her front with the towel and stares at the screen, captivated. Dancers lift another dancer above their heads. On Alex's bookshelves are books on dancing and performance, a ballerina doll, and photos of dancers. Wearing black pants, a vest top, and leg warmers, Alex binds her feet with white cloth tape. She steps onto the bare wooden floor and starts to dance. She spins and runs on the spot. Sweat glows on her skin as she works hard, moving her lithe body, stretching and twisting. Sweat fly off Alex's long curly hair as she flails around. She sits on the floor and does stretches. Alex stands holding onto a bar. She does balletic spins and flops back onto the bar. Sunlight glistens on her hair as she shakes it about. With the towel over her shoulders, Alex has a drink. There's a towel around the dog's neck, too. Alex's shoulders heave as she tries to catch her breath. Alex cycles through town on her racing bike. She wears a winter hat with ear flaps. She locks her bike in front of a grand old building, the Dance Academy. The stone facade is almost black from street grime. There are wide steps in front of the building with statues on either side and three tall arched doorways. Alex looks up at the austere facade. She goes up the steps and through a revolving door. Along a grand marble hallway, students in leotards practice belly moves and do stretches. Alex walks up looking out of place in her jeans, dark winter coat and work boots.
Excuse me. Do you know where the admissions office is?
The door on the left.
Alex walks on.
Where's Jason? Where's the focus?
Where is it?
Where's the center?
In the admissions office, young women are lined up at a desk.
When you fill out...
They stare at Alex as she walks in. She has lots of badges on her coat. The other girls look quite prissy.
When you fill out this application, be sure and list all your years of dance education, starting with the most recent place you studied and the number of years at each institution. Also, if you have any professional or other repertory experience, please list those.
Alex checks out the other girls' footwear. They wear ballet shoes, dance pumps, and high heels. A couple of girls whisper. The admissions officer hands a form to one of the girls. Alex looks around uncomfortably.
When you fill out this application, be sure to list all your years of dance education and number.
Alex runs off down the hall past the dancers. She rushes through the grand old building, which has a central exhibition space. Alex heads off on her bike. At the steelworks, she walks along with two colleagues. She has a reel of cable over her shoulder.
Hey, see ya. Don't get dirty.
Alex walks into a gloomy, cavernous building. She gets in a lift and pulls down the grill as Nick walks up. It bumps on his head. He pulls the grill down and rubs his head as the lift rises. He stares at Alex.
Hello, dancer.
Hi.
Want a hat?
No, thanks.
Nick keeps looking at Alex, who avoids his gaze. He follows Alex through a workshop.
You know, I have this close personal relationship with the lady who drives the lunch truck, and I think I can get her to make us anything you want, as long as it's on the menu.
I'm not having lunch today.
How about dinner?
I can't. I don't have dinner with the boss. Thanks anyway.
No lunch, no dinner, but a snack.
He stands in his office.
Milk and cookies.
Come on! Come on, George!
Alex cycles up to a large brown house and parks her bike against a fence. Alex walks into the house. She sits in a homely sitting room with a bright-eyed elderly lady, Hannah Long. Alex holds a dress.
I love this dress.
It's exactly like the picture I showed you.
Thanks so much for making it.
Now, more important, did you go to the repertory?
I meant to. I was going to go yesterday, but I didn't have time.
You must make the time, child.
I know. Remember the first time you took me to see them dance? I have dreams about it.
Dreaming is wonderful, but it won't get you closer to what you want.
But I put enough money away so that they do take me, I could support myself.
But, child, they won't take you unless you apply and audition.
I know, but sometimes...
Alexandra, you are 18 years old. Do it now. Do it.
Okay.
You are a good girl.
Hannah hugs Alex and pats her on the back. Light glows in the brightly coloured stained glass windows of a grand church. Alex walks in and heads to the confessional booth. Alex kneels in the booth and a priest pulls back a screen. Alex looks through a grill at him.
May the Lord be in your heart and in your mind that you may properly confess your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 2 weeks since my last confession. I'm doing okay, sort of. I've been thinking about sex a lot. But you can't help thinking about sex, right? Well, you probably can. Help it, I mean.
He smiles.
Also, I told a lie. I had to. Well, I didn't have to, but all I wanted to do was to make her happy. You see, Hannah was the one who wanted me to get the application, and I couldn't tell her that. I just didn't have the courage enough to go through with it. If you had seen all those dancers, all those people, God, there's no way I belonged there. I don't know, it's just that I want to make something out of my life. I want to do so much, and sometimes I think that it's just not going to happen.
Two sleazy-looking guys stand outside a strip joint in town.
Six beautiful girls, all nude!
Hi, baby, how you doing?
$5 right this way, $5 right here, all nude all the time. All nude all the time, that's right.
Cecil, look at you. Just buy some threads, I'm running a class act here. You look like a one-man slump.
All nude all the time, right here, live, beautiful girls. Six beautiful girls right here, live, $5 right this way. $5, live, nude, all girls all the time. Live nude right here, $5, right this way, right through the door.
Trade yourself up, Cecil, drag some customers.
Alex is in a laundrette with her friend Jeannie, the waitress from Morby's Bar. They both put baskets of clothes on a bench. Alex takes a pair of big boxer shorts from Jeannie's basket.
Well, 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 what are these?
Oh, they're very cute. They're very, very cute.
Alex, come on, give them back. They're Richie's. My dad's breathing down my neck about them. Says Richie's no good. And that if he ain't asked me to marry him by now, he ain't gonna. I'm kidding.
The sharply dressed strip joint guy, Johnny C, is perched on a fancy sedan.
It didn't take very long to learn how to dance that way.
About 25 years.
You teach me how?
Yeah. You teach me how to skate?
Yeah.
Johnny C approaches the girls.
Good evening, ladies.
His car.
Look at that. $21,321. All leather, push button. Want to go for a ride?
Ugh.
Hey, Jeannie, you still forking that cook? Listen, come see my club. I just put this new PA system in and the floor, Christ, it's all lit up right where you're going to dance. I just want you to see what you're going to call home.
Did you know that the smallest penis ever measured was 1.1 inches?
They drive away in Jeannie's large, grey, rusty wreck at a gym.
I can't believe I'm working out with this hangover. Oh, wait. I have lost my keys.
Oh, shit.
Come on, let's go work out.
Wearing leotards, Alex, Tina and Heels from the club work out doing stretches and lifting weights.
Life's gonna be over before you make up your mind. Just get up and call the dude. Yeah? You really think so? God, I'm glad I ain't no honky.
Tina grimaces as she lifts two small dumbbells. She falls over backwards. Alex grins. Alex and Jeannie walk along a street where a couple of guys are body popping, moonwalking across the tarmac, and dancing robotically.
Watch me now!
One guy moves another around like a marionette, lifting him under his arms. They both dance robotically and the girls stop to watch.
Here we come, on the run, don't know what we're running from.
One of the guys holds an umbrella and moonwalks. More guys turn up and one of them breakdances, spinning on his back. A crowd gathers and claps along to the impromptu show. A guy spins around and ends up on his back with his legs in the air. Another guy jumps about and lands on his back. He springs up and down and spins, legs flailing. A cop directs traffic on a busy street. Alex and Jeannie dance across the street past him as he waves his arms about. The cop wears a black uniform, peaked cap and white gloves. Alex stands nearby, mimicking him. He sees her and throws out his hands. She throws up her hands. Jeannie watches, smiling. Ah! The cop salutes a passing squad car. Alex salutes, shakes the cop's hand and saunters off. The cop makes a gun shape with his finger and points at her. Alex and Jeannie have dinner with Jeannie's mum and dad. Jeannie's balding, bespectacled, sour-faced dad watches the girls munch corn on the cob.
You girls eat like pigs. What happened to the diet?
I didn't eat anything yesterday.
We're going to go over to the rink and work it off.
Is she going to be there? Now there's a real winner.
No, we're going to work.
You think she's going to be on the ice show?
What's wrong with that?
You're costing me a lot of money.
I'd just like to try it again, Danny.
You know, she's really good. You ought to see her.
Yeah. She's gonna fall on her ass.
She's got a tough ass.
Yeah, I got a tough ass.
Not her ass I'm worried about.
Jeannie's dad sits reading a paper. Alex totters out onto an ice rink.
Jeannie, where are you? Wait, come here.
Jeannie skates up and does a spin. She spins prolifically.
Oh, darn.
Jeannie sweeps past Alex.
You're gonna do it! Do it again, do it again!
Oh, shit, I can't do this.
Jeannie skates rings around Alex.
No, go do your turn, go do your turn. You know the triple line coming off,
Jeannie spins rapidly on one skate.
Hi, I'm Richie Blazek. Did you hear the one about the Polack bank robber? Tied up the safe, blew the guard. Tied up the safe, blew the guard. Tied up the safe, and blew the guard. Tied up the safe.
Hey, kid, come here. Come here!
Richie goes into the kitchen at Morby's bar.
What's the matter?
Nervous, Jake.
Oh. Fat Jake punches Richie in the gut.
Now you ain't nervous anymore. Now you're pissed off.
Jeannie walks up and kisses Richie. She kisses him and goes. Richie gingerly walks through a doorway. On Morby's stage, a girl in a skimpy swimsuit dances, swaying her hips and swinging her hair about. She grins, bows and walks off. The curtain closes. Thick-set Richie, wearing jeans, a t-shirt, a shiny jacket and a trilby, steps up behind the curtain under a red light. He reads some notes, puts them away and pushes through the curtain. He takes the microphone from its stand.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Richie Blazek.
Alex and the girls and a few grumpy-looking blokes sit watching.
You're about the Polack bank robber. He tied up the safe and blew the guard. So the lady says to the waiter, "Excuse me, sir, do you have frog's legs?" And the waiter says, "No, that's just the way I walk."
Waitressing, Jeannie looks round at the unresponsive crowd.
You want to talk about boogers? I know a lot about them. How about boogers? In sports for 50? What's a pimple on a Polack's ass? A brain tumor.
Sleazy Johnny C is watching.
Hey, take a walk. Bring on the bimbos.
Hey, come on, guys. Could you give me a break? Look, I'm just a cook. Okay, I'm just a cook, all right? And this is my big chance, so if you screw it up for me, I'm going to put cockroaches in your hamburgers. You got it?
Jake nearly choked on a burger.
Well, miracles do happen, I guess. You know, I guess it took the Steelers 40 years to win a championship, didn't it?
Steelers!
I tell you, you know, I feel like Franco Harris when he made the immaculate reception. It was amazing. Hey, did you hear about the Pollock who locked his keys in the car and he had to use a coat hanger to get his family out? Did you hear about the Pollock who died drinking milk? The cow fell on him. It was a Polish terrorist. You know, they sent him to blow up a car and he burned his lips on the exhaust pipe.
Jeannie sips one of the beers on the tray she's holding.
You know, you guys have been real nice. And I gotta go cook the hamburgers. No roaches, I promise. So let me bring out our next act. Direct from Bobby's, it's Tina Tech, ladies and gentlemen!
Richie goes. Spiky-haired Tina's crouched by the wall at the back of the stage wearing an ice hockey mask. She pulls off the mask.
One, two, three, four!
Wearing fishnets, high-legged pants, and a crop top, she dances, swinging her arms and kicking high in the air.
I'm going on a manhunt, turning around. Women have been hunting, now we're hunting around. Yeah, manhunt, we all got the need. The one who's been waiting has to make.
Tina spins around, she runs at the wall and does a backflip. She flails her arms around and runs to the front of the stage. She dances jerkily and sexily under the bright spotlights.
Ruby lives in the mirror.
Spins around and around like a dervish and presses herself against the shiny black back wall. She crumples to the floor as if dropping dead. She lies in a heap in a spotlight, a bare red light bulb swinging above her. The spotlight goes out. Alex gets up from her table and walks past Johnny C's table. He squeezes her butt.
Alex, sit down here, will you? Cecil, this is a nice ass. Soft, round, snug. Hey, she likes it.
She pours beer in his lap.
Hey! Bimbo! Hold!
Alex saunters off. Johnny C's buddy Cecil tries to wipe Johnny C's trousers.
Fuck off!
Johnny C bashes him. Nick sits watching with a smile on his face. Later, Johnny C is sitting in his car in the dark, drumming his fingers against the steering wheel. He chews a matchstick. The punters have left Morby's. Jake stands at the bar reading a paper. Alex and Richie are heading out.
Night, kids.
Night.
Night, Jake.
Hey, Richie, no more jokes about cockroaches, huh?
Johnny C waits in his car. Richie and Alex head out onto the street. Johnny C and Cecil get out of the car and walk up to Richie and Alex.
You know, one of these days I want to be like, you know, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Steve Martin. Until that day,
you'll just keep stealing all the material.
Johnny C grabs Alex's arm.
Hey, Alex.
Come on, let me go.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing to fight
your
about.
Hands off me.
I'm going to go to Cecil's.
Hey, come on. Let me go, goddammit.
Drink a little wine, get a little weed. You and me. How about Cecil?
Fucker.
You like Cecil?
Get off of me!
All three of us, real friendly.
Hey, why don't you leave her the fuck alone, huh? The
comedian's gonna be a hero.
Cecil punches Richie to the ground.
Yes!
Cecil, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Let her go, John.
Nick's standing by his car.
Hey, what are you doing here, Nick? Slumming? This ain't your neighborhood no more.
Nick stares at Johnny C., who shoves Alex away.
Nah. Yeah, I didn't mean nothing. I just got pissed off.
He pats Richie's shoulder.
Send me your bill, kid.
Let me see. Is it bleeding? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Here. Richie gets up. His nose is bloody.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's gonna look good on stage. It's gonna be fine.
You sure?
Richie goes to his car.
You sure you're gonna be okay?
Yeah, fine.
Alex goes over to Nick, who's standing by his Porsche.
Listen, what can I say? Thanks a lot.
I give you a lift home.
She smiles bashfully.
It's okay, I've got a ride. Thanks anyway.
She gets on her bike and cycles away. Nick gets in his car. Alex cycles through the city. Streetlights shimmer on the rainy roads. Nick drives behind Alex in his Porsche. Wipers sweep back and forth across the windscreen. Outside her apartment, Alex peers in the window of the Porsche at Nick. Grunt is at the driver's window.
What's his name?
Grunt.
What?
Yeah.
See, I don't have to worry about you. What was he before he became a dog?
Well, he gets upset when people he doesn't know follow me home. Come on, Grunt, this is the man that feeds you.
Tell you what.
Nick gets out.
Tell him I'll bring him a doggy bag if you have dinner with him.
Nick, I told you I don't think it's a good idea to go out with a boss.
Okay. Have it your way. You're fired. I'll pick you up tomorrow at 8.
They smile. He gets in the car and drives away. At an ice pageant, a spotlight follows a young woman as she skates across the ice. She spins with her arms outstretched. Jeannie's parents are in the audience, as are Richie, Alex, and Nick.
How long does this thing last? It's cold in here.
How's the nose?
It's broke.
Broke mine 3 times.
That was big in the 50s, wasn't it? Busting noses?
60s.
Sitting between Richie and Nick, Alex smiles. Richie has a plaster over his nose. The skater spins in midair and turns a circle. Jeannie stands at the side watching. Alex walks up and stands beside her. She smiles and rests her hand on Jeannie's. The skater continues her elegant routine under the spotlight. She holds out her arms and finishes down on one knee. A panel of 5 judges sit watching. Jeannie's dad looks doubtful.
Think she could beat her?
Miss Sabo? You're gonna do great.
Alex gives Jeannie a hug. Jeannie pulls open a gate and skates out onto the ice rink. Wearing a black leotard, Jeannie stops in the center with her hands crossed in front of her. She throws out her arms and spins round and round. She does an energetic routine. Gloria, you're always on the run now. Running after somebody.
Oh, Jeannie!
Jeannie elegantly sweeps across the ice. Watching with her mum, her dad looks proud.
Oh, look at her. There you were 20 years ago, sweetheart.
He hides his smile.
There we go!
Under the spotlight, Jeannie speeds across the rink, stirring up showers of ice as she goes. She spins and falls down. Alex looks concerned. Jeannie gets up and spins again, holding one leg behind her and with her head held back. Jeannie throws out her arms and weaves them from side to side as she skates back and forth. Jeannie skates backwards across the ice and does a mid-air spin. She falls again. Her friends and parents look on, concerned, as she sits on the ice, head bent forward. Jeannie's mum leans forward in her seat. Tears glisten in Alex's eyes.
What's up, Jeannie?
Jeannie's dad pinches his brow. Jeannie remains sitting on the ice. An official walks over, helps her up and supports her. Jeannie limps off the rink, leaving the spotlight shining on the bare white ice. Backstage, Alex sits with Jeannie, who looks utterly despondent.
It's going to be okay.
All that time and practice, a waste. It's a goddamn waste
of time. Come
on,
it was not. It wasn't.
Rich is in the doorway.
You went out there, didn't you?
Jeannie's dad comes over. Her mum watches.
At least you had the guts to try.
How you doing, sport?
He takes off his glasses and wipes mist off the lenses with the tissue. Jeannie turns to him.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
I love you more than I've ever loved anything in my whole life. Oh, what the hell? You bounce pretty good.
Watching, her mum and Richie smile. Jeannie hugs her dad, who's tearful. Alex and Nick walk out to Nick's car.
She practiced for 2 years.
She'll do better next time.
Won't be any next time.
He opens the passenger door and Alex gets in. Nick gets in the driver's side.
Yeah, thank you. What do you feel like? Fish? Chicken? Steak? I know this terrific little...
Pizza.
Pizza.
Nick drives them away. They arrive at Alex's warehouse apartment. Nick's holding a pizza box.
Jesus.
You live here? You really live here?
Yeah. It used to be a warehouse before I moved in.
It's different. Very different.
It's a lot different than where I'm from.
Where is that?
Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Altoona? I was thinking more along the lines of Jupiter.
He puts the pizza box on the coffee table and sits. Alex has changed into a black skirt and a baggy light grey top. She sits and as she talks, she reaches inside her top and takes off her bra.
Actually, they're very close. It's just the next lifeless planet over. Really, it was pretty boring. Except for maybe music.
They have music in Altoona?
Well, my father, he loves music. This one time, he took us all to the symphony, my whole family. It was supposed to be this really big deal. At first, I didn't like it very much. I mean, there's nothing really to do with your feet, and there's nothing really to look at. It's boring. And I was ready to nod out or something. And he said to me, if you close your eyes, you can see the music. You can, too. Did you ever try? See the music.
He stares at her.
Come on, try. Close your eyes.
She smiles at him sweetly, and he closes his eyes.
Well?
Well,
He opens his eyes.
Had a great time. It was a terrific evening.
He stands.
Don't you want some pizza?
They stand close to each other and study each other's faces. They lean closer, tentatively. then start to kiss on the lips. Alex wraps her arms around Nick and kisses him hungrily. Morning. Grunt is sitting beside Alex's iron bed with his head on the covers. Nick lies in the bed, alone, under crumpled sheets. He shifts across so his face is close to Grunt's. He opens his eyes and sees the dog, and recoils. Alex is on an upper level, using an angle grinder on a metal frame. Nick walks by. Alex lifts her visor and smiles at him.
Hey! You're late, aren't you?
He touches his hard hat and walks on, smiling to himself. Alex gets back to work. Alex and Nick walk along a railroad track together, laughing and having fun. She totters in stilettos and he puts his arm around her shoulder.
Frightened by a dream. You're not the only one. Running like the wind. Thoughts can come undone. Dancing behind masks. Just subtle pantomime.
Alex and Nick run through a warehouse together.
I know it's in your heart to stay.
Nick trudges up a dingy staircase. He reaches a landing with a number 10 on the wall. Alex is waiting by a window.
Who's that for?
Just wanted to see how fast you can
run. How'd I do?
Sure.
They walk along the hallway and he gives her a piggyback. Nick wanders around a gloomy attic full of junk. Light comes in through a large skylight in the ceiling. He looks across at Alex, who spins around and raises her arms in the air.
Do that again.
What?
He points at her.
The dad stuff you just did.
I can't, I was just fooling around. I'm not a dancer like that.
What do you mean?
I've never studied before. I read books and stuff, and I watch. But I've never taken dance classes. I don't know, it's just all those dancers in one room watching each other and watching you.
But you dance in front of an audience at the club every night.
No, but it's different. I never see them. Like, you go out there, and the music starts, and you begin to feel it. And your body just starts to move. I know it sounds really silly, but something inside of you just clicks, and you just take off and you're gone. It's like you were somebody else for a second.
Nick stands close to Alex, and she looks down sadly.
Sometimes I just can't wait to get out there, just so I can disappear.
Tears brim in her eyes. Nick gently caresses her face and she strokes his hand. He looks at her earnestly. A tear rolls down Alex's cheek. Nick wipes it away. She takes his hand and places it against her breast. Alex draws Nick towards her, and they kiss. In Morby's bar, Nick sits at a table, clapping and smiling. Alex is sitting on a chair on stage. She wears a voluminous white flowing outfit with glittering tassels. Her face is white, and her hair is black. She reaches out an arm, and a wind from the side blows her tassels. Alex is lit by light from a big TV on the stage. She jerks backwards, then forwards. She sways from side to side. Alex springs up, spins, throws out her arms and thrusts her body. The bright white glow from the TV illuminates her and casts light on a crisscross pattern behind her. She spins and throws off the voluminous outfit. Underneath, she wears a shimmering red skirt and top. She dances jerkily and provocatively.
He says that he can read my mind. How to turn iron into gold. She says she's seen the other side and knows the place the fire burns all night. There is an answer to the question so long ago. Once you have it, it never goes away.
Alex wears electric blue leggings under her skirt. She kneels in front of the big TV as if worshipping it. She springs up and takes off her jacket, revealing a white t-shirt. Jeannie serves Johnny C and Cecil some food.
How come you don't go up there and dance? You look like you could dance real good.
Practice.
Yeah? You know how to do the Arizamo Mambo? Hey, Jeannie, I just kid around. I don't mean nothing. Keep that.
That's $100. I can't take this.
Keep it. It's my way of saying I'm sorry.
She takes the money and shrugs.
Thanks.
Johnny C smiles and Cecil munches his food. Down to her blue leggings and white t-shirt, Alex dances jerkily, kicking out her legs and spinning. Smartly dressed people enter the Grand Dance Academy. Alex, wearing an elegant flowing black dress, meets Hannah on the steps.
Hannah! Hannah!
Oh, darling, here you are.
In the auditorium, they watch a ballet. A lithe male dancer holds his female counterpart in his arms and spins round and round. He sets her down on her feet and gracefully sweeps down onto one arm. Alex and Hannah smile, enraptured. The male dancer kneels beside the female dancer, who is arched over backwards. He gently runs his hand over her body and lifts her head towards his. Their lips meet in a kiss. Alex smiles broadly. The lights come up and the male dancer steps forward and bows. He beckons his partner over, and she stands with her arms raised. A distinguished-looking man hands her a bouquet of flowers. The dancers bow. Hannah turns to Alex. Hannah and Alex leave the academy.
At the end of every performance, does the lead dancer always get flowers?
Always.
Do you get flowers like that?
Not always.
But once, right? At least once. How's that make you feel?
You will let me know.
Hmm?
It's a taxi.
Hannah gets in a taxi.
Now, sleep well.
You too.
Alex looks down the street and sees a blonde woman getting into Nick's Porsche with Nick. Alex looks somber as she watches them drive away. Alex cycles along a leafy street and parks her bike near Nick's Porsche, which is parked under a tree. Alex looks around on the ground and bends down to pick up a stone. She runs up a path towards a grand house and hurls the stone through a window.
You son of a bitch!
Alex stares at the house indignantly. Upstairs, lights come on in the house. Alex runs across some grass to her bike, gets on it, and cycles away. The downstairs lights come on and Nick bursts out of the front door in his trousers. He looks around as he puts his white shirt on. Alex arrives home to find a big puddle on the floor by a radiator. She walks over to the puddle with Grunt. She switches a light on.
Is that you or the radiator, Grunt?
Oh, shit.
She wipes up the mess. Grunt is by the door.
Shut up, Grunt!
Hey, it's Ricky.
Hi. Stupid radiator broke.
Just wanted to say goodbye.
Well, where are you going?
L.A.
L.A.?
Yeah, I've got my car all packed. I'm just going to get on the turnpike. That's it. I'm gone.
What about Jeannie?
Look, I love Jeannie, but I just don't have it to give to her right now. She's going to be all right. She'll be fine.
Well, come on, don't go yet. I'll make some coffee. We can sit and talk.
I can't. I mean, what am I going to do here? Cook hamburgers and pretend I'm a comedian?
Alex looks down sadly. Richie turns to go.
I'll miss you.
He stops in his tracks, turns round, and hugs Alex tightly. His trilby falls off. He picks up his hat and smiles.
Get my hat.
Good luck.
Richie walks out, gets in his Volkswagen Beetle convertible, and drives away. Alex leans by a window, watching sadly as he departs. At the steelworks, a big fat lady stands by the lunch truck. The back and sides of the truck are open, revealing shelves of drinks and sandwiches. Alex wanders up in her work clothes and with a bag slung over her shoulder.
See a turkey sandwich, diet soda.
Nick walks up and hands some cash to the lady.
I've done that, Trudy.
Save your money.
Just buying your lunch.
I don't want you buying me anything. I don't want you buying me, period.
What's the matter?
Well, I've got eyes.
What are you talking about?
I didn't know you were such a ballet fan. I thought you just liked it in private. How quickly they forget. Yeah, the dance benefit, the blonde in the white dress. Who's the goddamn blonde, Nick?
What?
She leaves him looking clueless.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
What's going on around here? Has everybody gone crazy? Last night, some idiot throws a rock through my window and...
I broke your fucking window!
What?
You heard me. I smashed your stupid window.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Maybe.
It cost me $170. I had to special order it.
You got the goddamn money. Go fuck the blonde.
She's my ex-wife. We have friends on the Arts Council. I see her once a goddamn year to take her to this stupid benefit. Why am I explaining myself?
They face each other on a muddy track.
You didn't have to break my window.
I did it because you pissed me off.
They start to walk off and he tries to put his arm around her. She petulantly pulls away and gives him a playful punch on the shoulder. Finally, she steps over and they put their arms around each other. A bunch of workers are watching. A fancy restaurant with illuminated glass panels in the ceiling. Both wearing white shirts, ties and black jackets, Alex and Nick sit having dinner.
When I was a kid, all I wanted was to be able to afford to eat in restaurants like this.
Were you poor?
Poor. I was so poor I had hand-me-down lunches. It was rough in the old days. I used to steal hubcaps with Johnny C.
You did?
She munches her food and he watches her, smiling.
How's the lobster?
She shoves another bit in her mouth, munches it, and smiles.
Sucks.
He smiles at her, gazing at him. Alex licks her finger.
Want some of mine?
I'm not hungry, thanks.
Whatever turns you on.
Turns you on.
As she savors a piece of flesh, she rubs her foot up his leg. Alex grins.
You like phone booths?
Phone booths?
You probably just like doing it in bed, right?
She pushes her stockinged foot up between his legs. Nick's pretty ex-wife walks up.
You two look cozy.
Alex, this is Katie.
Hello. Mickey's told me all about you.
Hi.
You're not really a welder, are you?
Yes, I really am.
And you really take your clothes off at night?
Well, I don't really take them off.
Oh, I was under the impression you did. You look great, Nikki. I don't know why you didn't look this good when we were married.
It's probably the company I was keeping.
It was good. It was good. It's funny. Is he taking you to the steel mill yet?
That's enough, Katie.
He likes to go there on his first date. It was your first date, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. As a matter of fact...
She takes off her jacket and grins.
I fucked his brains out.
She's wearing only a shirt front with nothing underneath. Nick's taken aback.
Obviously you did.
Charmed you.
Nick lies with Alex in her bed.
You loved her once, didn't you?
I thought I did in the beginning. She was different from anyone I'd ever gone out with before. She was well-educated, came from a real good family. I'd figured that I'd really made it. And then one day I realized that I'd just taken the safe route. And when I realized that, somehow it made it easier for me to do what I had to do.
What was that?
Let go. Start over again. Figure out what it was that I wanted to do and go after it.
And you got it, didn't you?
She kisses him and gazes at him fondly.
How did you do it?
I took a deep breath and jumped.
Alex walks into the admissions office at the Dance Academy. She leans on the desk.
Hello. I'd like to apply for admission to the repertory company.
When you fill out this application, be sure and write down all your years of previous dance training, starting with the last school you attended.
I know that part.
Auditions are by invitation only, and are performed before the committee and select members of the repertory company.
Alex smiles.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The thin-faced admissions officer smiles tightly and puts her glasses on. Outside, Alex walks down the steps holding her application form. She puts it in her pocket. Across the street, Nick is sitting in his car. He watches Alex get on her bike and ride away. Nick walks into the admissions office. He leans on the desk.
Morning.
The admissions officer looks up and hides a sandwich. She chews a big mouthful and holds her hand in front of her mouth.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes. There was a young woman in here a short time ago who was wearing an army jacket.
She was here. I was talking to her about admission to the repertory company.
Nick walks into a cafe and makes a call on a payphone.
Bradley. Nick Hurley.
He mouths coffee to the staff.
Blair. Hey. Great. Great. Listen, are you still on the Arts Council? I need a favor for a special friend.
At home, Alex lies on the wooden floor with the application form for the Pittsburgh Dance and Repertory Company in front of her. She's filled in her details on the front and flips through pages of unfilled-in sections. Sunlight gleams on Alex's ripped jeans and beige top. She lies face to face with Grunt and chats to him. She rests her head on her arm thoughtfully. Fancy dress costume with a crocodile's head walks up to Morby's bar. Inside, a Halloween fancy dress party is in full swing. Jake peers out from behind the stage curtain. He's wearing a bunny costume with long pointed floppy ears. He dances and wiggles on the stage. The regulars, also in fancy dress, watch him smiling. Jake hoists one of the girls, heels, onto the stage and she dances with him. The bar is packed with people dancing.
Trick or treat!
Hey, try that bum out. I told you they didn't like short people down there.
Richie!
The crocodile's Richie.
Richie!
check out the clubs out there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, come on, man.
Yeah, one of them offered me a job.
Really? That's great.
As a waiter. I said, me a waiter? You gotta be crazy. I can't take a job as any waiter. I'm a cook.
Ginny walks by.
Hi, Richie.
His smile fades.
Hi, Ginny.
He takes off his crocodile head.
I missed you.
Are those girls out there?
Oh, come on, there are those girls out there.
That's why you call me every night.
Johnny C. comes over.
Hey, it's the cook! Or is it the comedian? A nice suit, Richie. Let's go, Ginny.
See you later, Richie.
See you around, Izod.
Ginny and Johnny C. walk off with their arms around each other. Richie watches crestfallen, then goes and joins the others. Morning. Alex wheels her bike up to her front door. She opens the door, then sees letters on the floor. She picks up the letters and goes through them. One of the envelopes has Pittsburgh Dance and Repertory Company printed on it. At work, Alex cuts a length of steel under the glow of red lights. Smoke wafts all around. She puts down her blowtorch and pushes her goggles up onto her helmet. She looks pensive. She takes off her gloves and takes the envelope from the Repertory Company from inside her jacket. She looks at the envelope for a moment. Alex quickly opens the envelope, takes out a letter, unfolds it and reads it. She beams, jumps up and dances around.
Ah! Look, you got it! Look, I got it! I got it! I got it! I got it! Nick, wait up! Nick, wait,
she runs up to Nick.
Look, wait. Just read it.
What?
I got the audition. See, look. Dan Blyton and Repertory Company. They have to be invited before you came in. Just they invited me. Isn't that great?
That's wonderful. We're going to have to do something about it.
When?
How about tonight?
She playfully pulls his hard hat down over his face, and they walk off together. Alex visits Hannah.
Hannah! Hannah!
In the sitting room.
Well, I did it.
I knew you would. Congratulations.
I'm so excited I can't stop shaking. But what if I don't make it?
Hannah looks thoughtful.
You will, I know you will.
Oh, Hannah, what would I do without you?
Alex smiles. Hannah looks pensive. Nick and Alex drive through a tunnel.
I love the dinner. And I love the way they sat us right away. And I love the way there were 50 people waiting and we just whizzed in.
She hugs him.
I called the restaurant last night. I told him it was a very special occasion.
Alex's smile fades. She sits back and frowns at Nick.
What do you mean you called him last night? Stop the car.
What?
Stop the goddamn car! Come on, you called him last night, but I didn't tell you I got the audition till this morning. Great! So how the hell did you know, huh?
Alex, listen.
Friends on the committee, huh, Nick? Asshole. Stop the car!
Alex. Alex!
She opens the door and he skids to a stop. She gets out and storms off down the tunnel. Nick gets out.
You have no right to help me. I don't want you to help me.
Out of your mind? You're going to get yourself killed. Listen, all I did was make a phone call. One phone call. I got you the audition. The rest is up to you.
She throws her shoes at him.
The whole thing has to be up to me. I'm not going to this stupid audition.
She walks off. Nick glances round at the cars jammed up behind him. Alex lies in bed staring into space, her brow anxiously pinched. On the bedside table, the phone is off the hook. Alex picks up the receiver, presses the button on the cradle, and dials.
Good evening, Morby.
Is Jeannie there?
Alex, where the hell have you been all week?
Come on, Jake, I don't want to hear it. Is she there?
Alex, she doesn't work for me anymore. She's over at the Zanzibar.
What?
You heard me.
She hangs up and gets off the bed. Johnny C's club, the Zanzibar, is awash with harsh orange light. The clientele, mainly guys, sit around watching as women parade up and down a long, narrow central stage, topless. Guys ogle the girls who wiggle their butts sexily. A blonde has dollar bills shoved in her G-string. Elsewhere, Jeannie's topless, on her back, on a round table, wiggling her legs in the air. A guy shoves some cash in a dancer's G-string. Alex comes in and shoves her way through the crowd. Johnny C's buddy Cecil sees her. Lying on the table, Jeannie continues to half-heartedly wave her legs in the air. Cecil watches as Alex searches through the club. Wearing a raincoat, Alex makes her way through the crowd. She sees Jeannie on the table, which is surrounded by men. Alex goes over and grabs Jeannie under the arms. She drags Jeannie away. She frog marches Jeannie through the club. Johnny C comes after them.
Alex! Alex! Hey, Alex, Jesus Christ! Alex, what the fuck? What are you doing?
He grabs Alex. She spins round and shoves him onto the stage. A girl tumbles on top of him. Alex shoves Jeannie onto the rainy street. Jeannie wears Alex's raincoat.
You want to make a living while we're on back? Yes, so what? I take the money! Look at you! A bunch of one of you dance for all that damn year! So what's this shit, huh? Stop it! That's mine!
Alex grabs some cash from Jeannie and throws it down. Jeannie scrabbles around in a puddle for it and gets up.
Why do you come here?
Because you're my friend.
Alex puts her arm around Jeannie and they walk off through the pouring rain. Grant is sitting outside Alex's front door. Nick is standing beside him with his suit jacket collar pulled up against the rain. Alex cycles up. She ignores Nick as she gets off her bike and unlocks her front door.
You don't say hello?
Hello.
I didn't show up at work. I was worried about it.
Little people like shit.
Thanks a lot.
Welcome. Listen, I didn't come here to fight. I came here to see if you were okay.
Forget it. Doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter?
The audition. I don't care.
You do care.
I don't care.
You do care. You can't be honest with yourself. How the hell are you going to be honest with me?
Now, listen to me, Nick Curley. I don't need you telling me what to do, and I don't need to hear your shit. I'm not a baby! Get the hell out of here. Play with your fucking cord.
What you need is a kick in the ass.
She runs to the phone, picks it up, and slams it down. Nick takes the cigarette that she's just lit up from her mouth.
And I've grown up enough to smoke.
She glares at him and slaps his face. She knocks a blind, and it rolls up.
You know, the truth is, you're scared shitless of going to that place, aren't you?
I am not.
Yes, you are. And you're using me as an excuse not to go.
Get out.
Just gonna piss it all away, Alex. Don't you understand? When you give up your dream, you die.
Alex glances downwards.
See ya.
He walks out. Several iron bridges span the wide river which meanders through the city. With her bike in front of her, Alex sits in a carriage on a funicular railway which runs up a steep hillside. Alex cycles up a hill in bright sunshine. She walks up to Hannah's house.
Hannah!
She looks in a room and goes down the hall.
Hannah? Hannah?
Alex goes into the cozy sitting room and looks around. There's no one there.
Hannah?
She goes into a bedroom. There's an open case on the bed.
She died. Yesterday.
Alex stares at the middle-aged woman, shocked. She walks into the bedroom. She bends down and picks up a pair of old, worn ballet shoes and holds them up. She stares at them reverentially, with tears in her eyes. Around the house are mementos of Hannah's career in dance. A photo of her as a young woman. A program for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1931. A photo of a young ballerina in a heart-shaped frame. And a picture of a handsome young man. Alex holds the ballet shoes up to her face and sobs. Out on the rainy street, two people stand talking under the cover of an umbrella. Alex comes out of the house and wheels her bike away. In her apartment, Alex sits on the floor, leaning against the white painted brick wall, smoking a cigarette. Barefoot, she wears ripped jeans and a white vest top. Lost in her thoughts, she picks at the loose threads on her jeans. At Morby's bar, Alex goes into the changing room where one of the girls sits doing her makeup.
Where you been?
No place. What are you doing?
Getting my stuff.
What are you getting your stuff for?
Alex collects costumes from a rail.
Hey, you know, if it's all that bad, why don't you just go slit your wrist and get it over with? I thought nothing ever got you down.
Alex looks at her.
You know, when I started out, I was 17. I used to work in these old movie theaters. Every cent I had, I spent on costumes. I had more fancy costumes and dresses than you do. Boy, when I went on that stage, I was looking so good. One day, I just stopped buying them. I don't even know what happened. I've thought about it a lot. I just can't seem to pin it down. The dresses got old and I just stopped wearing them.
There are tears in her eyes.
Hey, you know, I got some in a trunk I'll show you sometime.
Okay.
Wearing a silky robe over a bikini top, she goes to the door.
It's showtime.
She puts on a brave face and goes. Alex closes her eyes and fights back tears. She goes to confession. Looking through the grill, tears stream down Alex's face.
May the Lord be in your heart and in your mind that you may properly confess your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Long time since my last confession. I want so much.
She clenches her eyes shut and bows her head. She drops her head into her hands. Wearing black dance shoes, leg warmers, and a black leotard, Alex sits in a hallway at the dance academy. She gets up, slings her bag over her shoulder, and walks through a door. She enters an austere room with a bare wooden floor. She looks nervously to the other end of the room, where a panel of five judges sit behind desks. She closes the door. Alex walks towards the panel. She goes to one side, where she puts her bag down and takes out a long playing record. She puts the record on a turntable. The judges, two women and three men, sit waiting patiently. A man flips through notes. A bearded man with glasses blows his nose. Alex shakily puts the needle on the record. One of the male judges smokes a cigar. Alex walks to the middle of the room. Kneeling, she starts to dance. She reaches up and does the splits. She spins round, spreads her arms out and rolls over. She gracefully rises to a standing position. She spins round but stumbles. The judges look concerned. Alex kneels for a moment, then stands up and looks at them.
Start again.
She goes to the record player and re-cues the record. From kneeling, Alex reaches up, spins round and rolls over. She rises gracefully and stretches out her arms. She spins and sinks to the floor again, with her head bent forward. She rises and falls and rises to her feet with her arms outstretched. The judges watch attentively. Alex runs and leaps, kicking her legs forward and back. She lands and sinks down, curling into a ball. She rises and falls and spins effortlessly across the floor. Deep inside your mind. Alex glides back and forth across the floor, rising up on her toes. Moving with grace and elegance, she sweeps across the floor. In a world made of steel, made of stone. Alex steps up the pace and moves around in a circle. She spins and reaches her arms in the air. She leaps through the air and does a pirouette. Her energetic performance appears to have captured the judges' attention. Alex jumps around in a circle, does the splits and rolls over. She springs up and goes up to the judges. Sidestepping, she points at them challengingly. The cigar-smoking man taps his foot to the music. The nose-blower bobs around in his seat. Alex pumps her arms in the air and kicks her feet out. She pirouettes. Alex runs and leaps through the air, then sinks down onto one foot and kicks the other up. She arches her back and rises. She dives through the air, lands on her shoulders and rolls up onto her feet. She does a forward flip and spins on her back with her legs held in the air. One of the judges claps. Alex marches backwards. She pirouettes effortlessly. Later, Alex runs along a leafy path, skipping and smiling. Nick's sitting on his car, holding some roses. He hides the roses behind his back and squats down by Grunt, who has a red bow around his neck. Nick holds up Grunt's paw and waves it. Alex runs up and leaps into Nick's arms. They kiss passionately. Elated, Alex takes the roses and hands one back to Nick. ITFC audio description by Matthew Vickers.